Thanks for listening to the whole show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Texas Rangers win their first World Series title with 5-0 victory over Arizona Diamondbacks in Game 5. I couldn't get excited about this. And I know, I'm not the biggest baseball guy in the world. I follow the Rockies. I follow baseball. It's not my number one. Heck, I'm getting to the point where I like hockey a little more than baseball. Did you find this, like, this matchup? You know, Texas Rangers, and it's awesome they got their first one, but it just didn't really do much for me. Some great pitching at times. And
I mean, I'm a Rockies fan, but I don't really get into baseball as much or even playoff baseball.
It's when the Rockies are out, which is, you know, 92% of the time, you kind of just check out.
I mean, I'll keep up with, you know, the major things, but I think in this series, I guess you look at the Texas Rangers as, hey, there's an example of turnaround in 2 years.
Hey.
They lost 100 games 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There you go.
It could be. You never know.
I mean, you know, if this is rock bottom for the Rockies, then let it be rock bottom.
I will admit, if you could get the Rockies in a World Series, I don't know nationally.
I would settle for a playoff series win.
Oh, yeah.
That would be enough.
But I'm telling you, man, was that 2007?
Mm-hmm.
That was something. That year, I was stunned because I thought for the first time, there could be a team that could replace the Broncos. Because the Rocktober was that. I mean, again, the way it happened, too, maybe was the mix. Because they. Oh, dude, it was nuts.
I hear many stories about Rocktober.
The Broncos don't have any months named after them.
We're chasing Rocktober again.
There's no Bronctober. There's no Brovember. That'd be kind of cool, though.
If they were, like, undefeated in November or something, that'd be cool.
Rust September. Nah, it doesn't work. I'm telling you, man, it was crazy. Like, people were in. It was exciting. Now, I don't know if it was the fact that, what, they win, like, 21 out of 22 or something to get in, mm-hmm. and then they rolled through.
Stretch of months that they got in.
Yeah.
It was
epic.
They were still a fairly recently new
team. Yeah, I mean, really. I guess that if you think about it that way, they weren't in 2007, you know, what, 11?
Kind of like their first shot at the big stage. Of course you'd be excited for it.
I never really thought of it that way, Angel, because I grew up, I went to the Rockies game where mascot.
Dinger.
Yeah, was hatched out of the egg. I was at that game at Mile High Stadium. That was, what was that, 90? What was their first year, 94, 95?
See, it began in 1991.
Oh, 91?
See.
Was it 91 or was it 93?
History of the Colorado Rockies began in 1991 when a Major League Baseball expansion franchise for Denver, Colorado was granted to an ownership group. It was in 1993 that the Rockies started play in the National League West. So
93 was
Denver
there
as a city in 91, and then they became a team in 93.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're right. 2007, this was still a pretty young franchise. You know, that's what, 14 years. You hadn't even gone 2 decades. So to see how quickly it took hold, and obviously World Series gets people going, but I feel like people got way more excited about the Rockies going to the World Series than they did Avs Nuggets winning titles. Could be wrong on that, but Rocktober was a big deal. That was a huge thing. And I do think that if you could just get the Rockies going, you get them in there, get them in the playoffs on a regular basis, you'd see a team, man, that would really take off in the state. Flying Dutchman, USA Today article says Game 2 is lowest rated World Series game of all time. I don't disagree. I'm not shocked.
I couldn't name a single player on either team.
It just didn't do anything for me. I mean, Corey Seager, Garver. I literally just made up the last one. Just testing you.
Benny Rodriguez, I think he was playing on the bench or something.
Probably. It just didn't do it for me. I mean, I know this is going to make people mad, but like a Dodgers in the World Series, I love to hate them or hate to love them, whatever.
I mean, Dodgers, Yankees would be a dream.
Oh, it'd be amazing. There'd be like a lot more teams. Rangers, John Gray, like cool.
I mean, I wish I could get into playoff baseball because I see it as such an exciting thing.
Yeah.
It's, you get those classic, you know, scenes from baseball games, and it's like, I don't have a rooting interest here.
Nah, I'm good. You know, it's amazing how certain sports really do it, isn't it? Like the NFL, it doesn't matter if your team's not in the playoffs. You will watch the playoffs. You will get into the NFL. Most people will. Basketball.
It is tough, though. Like, if your team gets to the playoffs and loses,
it's hard to watch.
It's hard to, like, I don't want to watch this team.
But if they don't get in at all, then it's like, hell yeah, I've been stress free for like 7 weeks already. So weird. I knew we weren't going. But you still watch. And like the Super Bowl, you're still, like, you're going to watch it. Basketball, I don't know. Basketball for me, it's been a while, but when the Nuggets weren't in the playoffs, I would watch the NBA playoffs. I watched quite a bit of them.
I watched it before I became a real, like, no, I would only watch the finals. Before I became a Nuggets fan, I would just watch the
finals. Just the finals. I liked all the first round, second round, all that stuff. Yeah, I got into it. I still can. It's tough because, like, the NFL is king of getting the casual fan. I don't know what the rankings are now. Like, what's the number one sport in the country? We're talking about the Big Four. It's obviously the NFL. Is the NBA, like, who's next? Is it Major League Baseball? He said, Chris Brady had to be awesome for John Gray, and he wanted to stay in Colorado. I loved John Gray. Big John Gray guy. But I get used to seeing guys that I liked in Colorado go away and do something great with a different team.
Well, so here's a study from Aeon. It says the 2023 America's Top 20 Sports in terms of viewership, football, basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey, tennis, golf, boxing.
In America?
Mm-hmm.
Soccer's passed up hockey, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Start talking more soccer. Let's do that. When did you catch the game? Catch it?
The Rapids? No.
Did you catch it? You didn't catch it.
You're not supposed to touch the ball. It's the goalie's job.
Dixon, if the World Series is up against the NFL or good NCAA games, the ratings are going to suffer. Even some NBA games, unless your MLB team is playing, many won't watch and will watch something else. Yeah. Like last night.
What if it's on a Friday and there's football?
You think Tanner's watching that? You think he's square dancing or Brandon a cow or something?
He's got a date night or something with a cow or something.
That argument turned out to be really weird. I didn't know where we were going with that.
It started off as I understood it, and then he was proving himself in circles.
Well, he came storming into my office and goes, nobody wants football on Friday. Everybody's out doing stuff. And I was like, huh?
Well, it started as we need to care more about preps.
Yeah. And then it's like,
wait, what are you doing Friday night?
Yeah, he's going to watch hockey.
Yeah.
I just think that's the beauty of sports. You get your pick, you know? This is why October and November are great.
It's like fans and rooting interests may have different importance on what game they're going to watch.
I know at 6 o'clock, I'll be watching CSU and Wyoming. And then at 8 o'clock, I have a little bit of a conundrum. I'll be going back and forth because
we got to bring the tablet out.
I'll be damned, Angel,
if you're missing the NBA in midseason tournament
first
cup game.
Hell no.
It's group stage.
I wouldn't even know who the Nuggets were if it wasn't for tomorrow's midseason tournament game one.
Well, you will know.
I know now. I know I'm into that now. Wouldn't even care.
It's going to be an eyesore to look at.
It's just going to make me mad the whole time. And they're going to talk about it like, wow, it's all amazing. So dumb.
Well, at least I have like a week and a half before the next one.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, going back to our little Friday thing, you know, it's like, I, for one, at this stage of my life, and I've never was a big go-out kind of guy, even before I met my wife. You know, it's lucky for me, her brother interned at this radio station, and I met her through that, because I wasn't going to go meet. I wasn't out and about. I was staying home watching games.
Cheyenne Wells kid, you don't do much.
Well, not even Cheyenne Wells. Like, they all went out and did stuff. I was kind of the guy that's
20
like,
of them, yeah.
I want to play video games. Well, they'd go out to, like, you know, Main Street, cruise in Main Street, and I'm like, I'd rather just, like play
two
Madden.
Two blocks, yeah.
Let's play Madden. Well, you know what? Maybe they were doing other things. Who knows? But I liked and got to college. Yeah, I went to a few things here and then, but most of the time, dude, I'd go to those, like, bars where it's just packed and people are dancing. I'm over in the corner with a beer in my hand watching
a bowl of peanuts.
Watching a game. And they're like, aren't you going to come out and dance? I'm like, it's like 8 minutes left in the second quarter.
It was halftime.
Yeah.
I got to use the restroom. That's going to take forever.
I got to see how this goes. And then I'm going to have to make sure I don't lose my seat. So that's me. Big Hub, how long do you think this midseason tournament will last before fans hate it?
I don't know if the fans
who
like it.
Who likes it? Maybe we do that poll question again tomorrow.
If you're a Raptors fan or a team that's not really looking to get in the playoffs this year, maybe you might get excited about it.
Are there any hooligans that can tell me this is good? I'm seeing all the NBA, like, media people in Denver, they must be paid off because they're like, I don't see why you're complaining so much. This is great. Why? What is great about it?
It looks different. You're playing for something else.
I will say, like, our guy Brendan Vogt, who we get on, he made an interesting point. And he said, and this was mainly about the courts. He goes, well, imagine you're in a bar and you're not really a basketball fan. And you look up at the screen and you see the court is blue. And you might look up, give it a double take, and you're like, why is the court blue? And then someone tells you what it is. And maybe that's your cup of tea and you're a basketball fan. I get the whole, like, Boise
but
State.
But it's like, 6 months later, hey, what's this finals they keep talking about? I thought we already did that.
Yeah. Give me one reason why this is good. There's no oh, well, the team gets money. They already get money.
I mean, it's it's good in the sense of it's something different that the NBA is trying. It's just weird as a fan and as a media person to say what. Again, I go back to this. This is America. We want winners and losers. I don't want a winner in June and then possibly maybe the same winner in October, November, whenever this championship, I think it's December. It's like, what?
Yeah, you're
are
right.
You bragging about this cup trophy?
We want winners and losers. I can tell you easily, Tom Brady won 7 Super Bowls. I can tell you easily. I got to think for a little bit to recall who all he beat. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that because we've looked at his stuff over the years, but I could tell you, I know a lot of the Super Bowl winners. You have to think harder about the teams that they beat. We don't care about the loser. We don't care about a midseason person. We don't care as much about the Pro Bowl and the All-Star games. We care about the title.
Like, for this tournament thing, I'm more, like, I guess I'm used to it now because it's still, at least the first two rounds are still games that count towards your record. If you don't have a good enough record to get to the quarterfinals, those games just don't matter. I don't know if they had scheduled them for a certain way. I don't know what happens after the knockout stages, to be honest. I know the games are on Fridays and Tuesdays. I have no idea what happens after those records are calculated or what.
Then
they send four teams to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then they do semifinals and then a final in Vegas.
It's just so silly because it's... They could, the Nuggets, it's the first round. Nuggets could lose tomorrow, but nothing changes. Yes, they just don't, they're now in the knockout round.
It would be 4-2.
Right. That the winner loss tomorrow does not change who you play the following game.
Right.
It's already set.
These games are, the knockout games are set.
We just randomly, beep, boop, bop, those are midseason tournament games. They're just in the schedule.
And then I guess they'll figure out, are they going to move schedules and games around to fit the second round, or are those already in place for... This is just weird.
I remember when I was
The marketing of it is just...
It's
here it
top.
Is, a midseason tournament. What is this for?
Yeah.
Just look at it. It's colorful.
It's the cup. It's for the cup.
Don't you see the floor? They look all colorful.
It's all colored, yeah.
God,
it's blue
hideous.
And green and red, and there's a raptor in there and all this stuff. I remember when I was in high school, we did, like, basketball. See, and they do it up here. We cover them. We broadcast them. They'll have, like, the holiday basketball tournaments and stuff for preps. That's, to me, a little bit different because it's high school sports. There's so many teams that...
You're getting scouted. Stuff on tape.
Well, and they're not... There's so many of them that aren't even close to being able to win a championship. So to win little tournaments once in a while or get close in there... That I get that, because high school sports isn't as much about the gold ball. It is, but it isn't. You know what I mean?
Well, they're trying to take the European soccer formula, where they have like seven different tournaments throughout the year. And it's like, okay, well, who's the best soccer team in the world? Is it Barcelona? Is it Real Madrid? Is it Manchester United? I don't know. The fact that I just named three soccer teams is mind-blowing.
I was just going to be
but
like,
I couldn't tell you out of the three which one's the best, which whatever Ronaldo team is on.
What was Ted Lasso's team?
The Goldfish.
Weren't they Manchester? No? I don't know.
You watched the show?
I don't remember. It's soccer. It's funny. Big Hub, they should do a mid-season NFL tournament. Probably will. Flying Dutchman, I know exactly how many division titles the Rockies have won in their history.
One.
Yeah.
Or division titles?
Yeah. No, because they got in as a wild card when they won the World Series. So zero. Why do you got to bring us down like that, Flying Dutchman? We're talking about positive, awesome things like mid-season tournaments. And you got to bring the Rockies into this. The Rockies will never get a mid-season tournament.
They'd probably win it.
They probably would win
it. As long as it's played in April.
They should do like first month tournament. The Rockies
would
be
awesome. That's
what I
thought this was
awesome.
Going to be. I thought it was going to be like the intro to the NBA season was going to be this tournament.
Why do they call it mid-season tournament, too?
It's not even mid-season.
We're five games in. We're going to be six games in tomorrow.
Well, and it's supposed to go through November and then into December and then the championship's in December. And
oh, my gosh.
I guess they go on their winter break.
That's even
and then it's like
stupid.
2 months before the All-Star break and then playoff push.
How many tournaments do we have where it's like your first game is this day and then like 14 months later you play game two of it? So, what are we doing here? I honestly hope that, and I love the NBA. But I hope that these ratings
are good.
Would you
be okay if the Nuggets like forfeited the championship?
I think it'd be hilarious.
If they made it to the NBA Cup and just said, nah.
Because we know for a fact, right? The championship game does not count towards your...
It does not count.
Dumb.
You are playing for
a cup full of money. Two teams will play 83 regular season games.
Mm-hmm. What if you get hurt?
Oh, then you... That's what... If somebody is hurt in a championship mid-season cup game, pull the plug.
Perfect word for this thing is mid.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you're done. What is Adam Silver like? I get they're trying to find ways to increase the ratings, but you just told me they're the second best, most popular sport in the country. So they're
doing
something right.
Everyone needs to be watching it.
Here's what you do, Adam Silver. Keep marketing your players so that when the Nuggets and the Heat get in, everybody already knows who the hell they are before. So we knew our guys. Miami knew their guys. And you know Butler and those guys, but
half the media coverage was here's Nikola Jokic. Here's what he's been doing for the last 6 years.
Apparently, he's tall and passes and likes horses.
Did you know he won two MVPs?
Yeah. That's what the NBA needs to focus on, not this mid-season tournament. It's just absolute garbage. I'm so annoyed when I see the promos of it, and then I see all the NBA media just salivate. I get it. You have to. It's probably part of the
and maybe our opinion will change in the next couple of weeks and we see more of these games and the intensity level. Obviously they're trying because it's still a game that counts, but I think maybe if you get knocked out of the first knockout stage, it's like, okay, I don't care about the winner of this.
Eastside Chris says, I have a dynamic idea. Next year, the midseason champion will go up against the NBA Finals champion for the NBA Super World Championship. Should get
You can't be
ever.
A world champion. You don't play in the Olympics. You don't play other countries.
Yeah,
so
you're not
you
supposed to call yourself world champs if you're the NBA, right? My thing with this, Angel, was like, if you're going to do it, if you're really going to try to tell me that this is going to work, then you got to give me something real as a fan. Because I'm not, but Brady, the team makes more money. Do you think I'm worried about the Kroenkes making any? I saw the rings, bro. Everybody in the NBA is doing just fine. I don't care that they make more money. But Brady, they get to win a trophy. The Nuggets won a real trophy.
There's only one trophy I care about, and that's the Larry O'Brien.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, as a player, would it be cool to have more hardware to put in your trophy room at Ball Arena? Cool. But it's just not It doesn't do it. So as a fan, you got to give me a reason. What is the reason that this is supposed to excite me? I mean, I'm already, as a Nuggets fan, I'm already watching tomorrow night anyway.
No.
But give me a reason to tell people on this show and out in public, actually, I think it's a pretty cool deal. You didn't do that.
It's certainly something. I just, if the Nuggets make it to that championship game, I can't say I'm going to be rooting for them to win or rooting for them to play.
Or do you care?
No.
Will you even watch it?
No. Maybe.
I'll probably watch it, but do the stats
even
matter?
I want to watch it to see.
Stats won't matter.
It's got an asterisk on it.
Yeah, they won't. So if Joker gets a triple-double, that should not count.
I don't want to be the team celebrating an NBA Cup in December. I just don't want to be that team.
Yeah,
because if you're a team like the Hawks or something, and you're down on your luck and you win something, yeah, that's good for you. But we're playing a different level of basketball here.
See, I'd be like, it makes more sense if you were to say, okay, we made it to the championship, but the rule is once you get in, all rookies, all your scrubs play.
You have to swap the bench and the starters.
Yeah, you don't play your starters. You don't play your first five, and you just play guys that would not normally play. Like that
no
is more
starters,
appealing.
No head coach.
That's more appealing to me.
That could be like a proving ground for an assistant coach or something.
Yeah. Aaron texting in. I bet if they made tip-offs no later than 6, that would help things too. Oh, yeah, that hurts the NBA.
NBA tipping off on time, that never happens.
Oh, they say 8 o'clock, but what they mean is like 12.
8:30, actually.
Yeah, it's like
8:30. We got to do a 5-minute pregame too.
45 pregames. Oh, my gosh. And I'm telling you.
I guarantee the first game goes to overtime because I think it's Knicks-Bucks, and then that'll go to overtime. Nuggets will get started late. Game will wrap up around midnight.
Well, I'm watching the Phoenix or the Golden State game last night, and I was enjoying the game. It was a good game, Kings and Warriors. And by the time I got done, I looked at the clock. I'm like, holy crap, it's like 10:40.
It'll be up soon.
Yeah, and I did. I'm dragging today, dude. I am dragging. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 28 minutes after the hour. Angel, I got a pair of tickets to go see the UNC Bears. I'm excited to see what Steve Smiley and this team are all about. We had we had CSU legend Dorian Green, who's an assistant coach for the Bears. He was building them up last week, man. Go out and see St. Thomas and DeJour Reeves and some of these Brock Wisney, good players. I got a pair of tickets to go see their first regular season game of the season as they take on Colorado College Monday night, 7:30. Check out a pair of tickets right here. Let's go caller number 3 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller number 3, I got a pair of tickets to go see UNC take on Colorado College, 970-353-1310. 13:10, 29 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's look around some NFL. Let's talk some NFL. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. They were formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago. Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance. Ryan truly is my guy. He's a good dude. We're friends now, man. We got to know each other over the last year or so. I would say we're almost like best friends. If he's listening, I'm throwing it out there. I think we just became best friends. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that. I'm committing to that. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, 970-674-8825. NFL, how excited on a scale of 1 to 10? Oh, how excited on a scale of NBA midseason tournament to March Madness are you about Tennessee-Pittsburgh tonight, Angel?
I'm about probably a conference championship tournament.
Okay. All right. Here we go. That's
definitely
kind of fun.
Interested. I think it's a A lot of good storylines with this one. Obviously, it's for me, it starts with the running backs, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, two Bama greats over there. And then you got Kenny Pickett in his second year. Will Levis, I believe he's going to be starting. So see how this rookie continues to evolve. He had a pretty decent game last week. Is that beginner's luck or is it a reality that maybe Tennessee isn't that good, but still have DeAndre Hopkins there. Derrick Henry, that team's pretty good, so we'll see. I think it's going to be a physical knockdown, drag-out type of game.
I think so. Pittsburgh's a 3-point favorite now. There are reports coming out that Pickett's shoulders were jacked and he can barely throw it over 20 yards.
Smokescreen.
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson's fine and he can barely throw it over 20 yards. I mean, his shoulder's just fine. You know? All right? Am I right?
His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Did you see he dressed up as Primetime for?
I did.
For Halloween? That's weird because
it's just
two different dudes. Yeah. Primetime's like all.
Why didn't he dress up as himself?
Russ is pretty showy, just in a different way. Although you haven't seen as much this year.
No.
Sean Payton's got that on lockdown. Well, we got the Thursday night special coming up. Angel, I'm very nervous about it. I'm 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
Scary times. I got to go on a run of epic proportion, and I know I was contractually obligated to pick the Titans, but they let me out of that contract last season, and now I'm just like, the Kenny Pickett thing scares the crap out of me. I love Derrick Henry, so this is a big one for the Steelers. The Steelers' defense is great. All right, well, tell you what. Why am I doing this now? Let's do the picks coming up. Thursday night special coming up next, 37 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I think you're a sorry, low-down S.O.B.
Don't be an idiot.
What?
I said don't be an idiot.
You turn to run like a little scalded dog here. You will remember me forever and ever.
Who's better than me? I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody. Who's stepping to me? I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody.
We gotta get it. Somehow we gotta figure this thing out. Otherwise I'll get Josh McDaniels'd. Yeah, that worked. I got to focus here. Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, this, two very similar teams, man. I mean, now you got Will Levis, who's got a big arm. He likes mayonnaise in his coffee, and he likes, what else does he like?
He eats bananas with the peel.
Bananas with the peel. One of the kids' books I have about monkeys, I'm reading it to my kid. It's called Grumpy Monkey, and he said, actually, if you eat the banana peel just with the peel on, it's more nutrients. I don't know if that was proven in that book or not.
Monkeys also peel the banana from the opposite end so you don't get all the stringy stuff.
Oh, that's smart.
Do it.
Golly,
and you don't get that little bit at the end which you have to pick off.
Huh. Yeah, the monkeys, little stringy. Man. Yeah, monkeys get it. Grumpy Monkey, you should read that book.
They'll jump on the bed.
Highly recommend it. Ryan Tannehill is out. Sprained right ankle. This is Will Levis's opportunity to take over that job, be the guy. Pittsburgh on the other side, great defense, and they're sitting with a 4-3 record right now. I mean, this is a big one for them because they want to keep pace with Baltimore, and the Ravens, of course, are looking freaking good. They're sitting at 6-2. Hearing reports, maybe that Pickett's having a hard time tossing the football down the field. The shoulder's giving him fits. Well, maybe it's a big Najee Harris type night. Maybe it's a big Derrick Henry type night. Two stud running backs. Well, stud. Najee Harris hasn't had the year that I thought he was going to have. Can he get it going tonight? Anything can happen on Prime Video. That's what I've learned. Well, let's see. When I first looked at this, I thought Pittsburgh's the better team. And when I watch Pickett, when I've watched him, he's nowhere. Oh, fourth quarter. pretty good. Now there's this Will Levis thing, which sets up, oh, this might be perfect, you know, on the road. They need a game to get back to 500. Now he's the new guy. They've been game managing things with Ryan Tannehill for the longest time. Finally have the guy. Oh, boy. This is... I'm 2-6, man. I mean, this is... I'm my palms are sweaty. You know, it's like Eminem in that song. It's a nerve-wracking moment here. Everyone's against me. Nobody believes in the Thursday night special. I get it. Nobody believes in it. It's lost all of its fire and fame, and Time Magazine decided not to do the feature they were going to do. It's time to get back. It's time to get back. It's tough, man. It's tough. It's a tough go. It's a hard knock life. Somebody's got to do it, though. Give me the Steelers to cover 3.
Hold on to your butt.
-3. Here we go. Oh. Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I got to go to Pittsburgh in the morning. Those guys out there, they owe me 15 grand.
We do not care.
Mm-mm.
Over the middle.
Mike Tomlin does not care. Let's go, Steelers.
But always there remained the discipline of steel.
Third and short, handed off for Harris. He's got a first down. Najee
Let's
Harris
go, Najee
has
Harris.
A big game.
Big one tonight.
Turns the
Need
corner.
A big one from
to
you
the
tonight.
40.
Need a big
Come
one from
down,
you.
Boy, if you have a taste for cold steel.
First down and goal inside the 5. Pickett in zone. They've got
That's
it.
What
it's
we
a
need.
Touchdown to Freiermuth.
Get this
never
thing back on the right
give
track.
Up on the Steelers.
First down. Never, Stafford never is again. Picked up. It's T.J. Watt.
There we go, Angel. Ready to go. Pittsburgh Steelers, -3. I love it. I feel good about it. It's time to get back on the right track. What did we learn? Coming up next.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310kfka.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310kfka.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this second day of November? I learned that the Hooligans have 100% lost faith in Mr. Thursday Night. The name is in jeopardy. The title, all the fame and riches that come with it, certainly on rocky ground right now. Texter from 970, that sound you just heard was everyone logging onto FanDuel DraftKings or DraftKings and placing their wagers on the Titans.
That's what she wants you to do.
Yeah, that's what I want you guys to
see. Steelers
do.
Are going
to win. Steelers are going to go. Steelers are going to smoke them.
Now, curtain. There's a reason.
Yeah. It's going to be, oh.
Oh, you want to throw a rookie quarterback with
yeah,
T.J. Watt?
Good luck, Will Levis.
Oh, you can throw it downfield. Oh, there's Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No, oh, pick that off. Run that baby back. Ah, game over. If point is favored by 3 and then win by only 3, does that mean you lose since you said they will cover? It means
it's a push.
It's a push. So he just doesn't count.
It's a 1 at the end of his record.
I get just
2-6-1.
Yeah. What'd you learn today, Angel?
I learned that I'm not overly concerned about the Nuggets. It was bound to happen at some point. Minnesota was playing for revenge. But, you know, to echo Michael Malone's words, you're going to give everybody's best shot every single night. And you can't think about it too long because you got a big game coming up tomorrow against the Mavericks. Let alone it is the midseason cup tournament knockout stage round game 1. I think the Mavericks are wearing black jerseys and the Nuggets are also wearing black jerseys.
Yeah, what is that about? Is that really going
to
happen?
I don't know. I don't know if the teams are allowed to swap out of those new Nike jerseys that everyone has to wear specifically for these games. I don't know. I don't know what happens after this tournament if we ever see those uniforms or courts again. Probably not.
I could do without those uniforms. The court thing, I mean,
it'll certainly look very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But I still expect the Nuggets to win.
Yeah, let's go beat the Mavs.
You have a home winning streak on the line for this one.
Are the Mavs playing tonight by chance? Like, do they have a back-to-back or anything? That would be interesting. We want to get the best shot we can for this midseason, start of this midseason tournament. No, they don't play. All right, that's what we learned today. The Hooligans have lost faith. Big Hub says, go Stonehouse. Punter for the Titans, former Ram. There we go.
Yeah.
Go Titans, only because I have plenty of friends on the team. Dixon, you said cover, so that's an L.
And David Roddy plays in Memphis. So
Dixon, the rules of gambling, if it was -3.5, and it was, and they won by 3, then, yeah, I would lose. If it was 4, I would win or whatever.
But it's just 3.
It's 3. So if they cover, it's like the score is 0-0. If they just win by 3. That's why you always see the .5 in there.
So if they win 24-20, they win.
Yeah, I get it. But if it's 23-20, it's what you call in gambling a push.
And you lose nothing and you gain nothing.
Correct. That's what it would be. Right? Or are you guys really going to... Are you really going to push me there? Okay, fine. You want to go there? Kick me while I'm down. You know, kick me while I'm down. Thursday night special. It's coming back tonight, baby. I feel more confident about this one than I ever have. Yeah. Let's go, guys. Let's get this one done. It's going to be a big night for the Steelers. Come on, Mike Tomlin. You're one of my favorite coaches, man. Don't let me down. All right, that's going to do it for us. Rams Weekly is coming up at 5 o'clock with Kevin Lytle and myself. And then we do have that game for you. We got Thursday Night Football. We got Titans and Steelers on KFKA tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.